Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about this Saturday's upcoming TEDx event is Elena Gustafson. She's one of the co-organizers. Good morning, Elena.
Good morning.
And I think a lot of people have kind of been anticipating the TEDx event this Saturday, and then there's probably just as many people who have no idea what, you know, what TEDx is, what we're talking about.
Right. Well, I feel like people who are familiar with TED Talks, I've heard so many people talk about how excited they are. This is the first TEDx event that's happening in Sitka. For those of you who aren't familiar with TED Talks, it's really easy to, I don't have enough time to really explain them in depth, but just going on to TED.com, you'll see they have an amazing array of videos from all of these conferences that have happened over the years. Basically, got started by some people who thought that there are all these good ideas that were out there that deserved a place to be shared and then broadcast to the public. So you'll get speakers who are talking about anything from mushrooms to calligraphy to biomimicry to the power of photography. And they're really amazing talks about things that you wouldn't necessarily hear about or that you don't have any expertise on. So
yeah, so it's funny. It's got this, you know, it's got this name, TED, which I guess is, what is that, technology, entertainment?
And design.
And design. And the X stands for the fact that it's happening outside the regular TED conference.
Right. The X stands for an independently organized event. So it follows the same TED structure, but TEDx events are organized by schools and communities across the country and across the world.
Yeah, I read, I think I read online today that there are 5 TEDx events happening every day around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, so it sounds all ooey groovy and digital and everything, but really it is basically a short lecture or storytelling or some kind of, usually it's kind of a narrative about some scientific idea or something, some social phenomenon. It's like going and have, you know, a little mini college lecture.
Right, exactly. Speakers are limited to 18 minutes. I think the TED speakers kind of arbitrarily chose that as we have to keep it short, so 18 sounds good. And it really helps keep the talks to a length where you can stay interested in them and you can still learn and get some ideas across, but you don't have to be overwhelmed with technical details or doesn't get too long. So they're really all the TED videos and all the TEDx videos are available online, and they are an amazing procrastination tool. That's what I used all through college when I was avoiding homework because I felt like I was actually learning something, and all the videos were just so cool.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I have a daughter in college. She sent me she just sent me a link to one of the TED videos. It was a young poet. I want to say Sarah Kay was her name.
She's a fabulous poet, yeah.
And I go, wow, this is really great. And I started watching more, and I guess I'm kind of a TED junkie too. It's interesting to just browse through them, and they don't take much time.
Right.
There is sort of this, and the goal is to have them ultimately available sort of for the world. So, but Paul Cox has joined us. Are you a co-organizer of TED?
I work for the camp and for Sitka Fest, so we're sort of an overarching umbrella organization. I'm the artistic advisor for that, and TED is a part of that program, so we're excited.
We're
so excited they're coming.
It is. It's an interesting, for some reason it just seemed inevitable that we would have a TED here. Once I heard about what you and Roger Schmidt were planning with Sitka Fest and things, I mean, because it is sort of the... It's kind of the cerebral manifestation of, you know, all the arts that are happening over there, just a chance for people to come and talk and engage, just standing up and speaking.
Right, and we're lucky that we have a great pool of local artists, authors, organizers coming, like Roger Schmidt, and Ed Littlefield's going to come talk about his brand of native jazz, so we're going to hear some the history of Tlingit music in the area and the history of recorded Tlingit music, and then he's going to play his own stuff. And Richard Nelson's going to come. He's going to close out the day as well. And we have, Andrew Lee's coming. He's just been appointed an advisor to a Obama administration. I think you may have talked about that already.
Yeah.
He designs games, and so, yeah, it's a great slate of speakers.
Yeah, Elena, how did you come up with the speakers?
Well, we had kind of a large number of people from the fine arts camp and from all of the fine arts camp partners and different people who are interested who came together and just proposed a ton of different names of like, you know, I've heard of this person who's really cool, who speaks on this topic, and tried to come up with a wide variety of topics and types of speakers, and then slowly but surely narrowed it down and tried to get a mix of both local speakers and speakers that we brought in. We have three Sitka fellows speakers, mm-hmm. who are young visionaries who are coming in and staying on campus for the next month working on projects of their own. We have two of the core members from the Island Institute Roundtable are staying on to give a talk at TEDx. So it's a really interesting mixture of people and topics, I think, that we've brought together for this first TEDx.
And I think I counted out there's 11 speakers in all.
Yes.
Each one speaks just under 20 minutes, and so there's breaks spread throughout the session. But basically, it's a noon to 8 p.m. event this Saturday.
Basically, doors will open at 12:30, actually, and speakers will start right at 1. And we'll have speakers and breaks that are going from 1 until about 6:30, and then have it'll be followed by a potluck dinner at 7, which everybody who comes to TEDx is encouraged to go to. That'll be the time to informally interact with the speakers and with other people who are there and kind of talk about the ideas that have been shared.
Have you ever personally been to a TEDx or a TED event, a TED talk?
No, I'm very excited about this.
Because it does seem like, you know, our window to them has obviously been through our YouTube screens.
Right.
It must be different actually going in person, and you know, it must be kind of a different sort of thing.
Well, I like to say that Elena's thought of everything, and when we talk about people coming and sitting from 1 to 6:30 to hear all these compelling talks, she's arranged for food and coffee.
Okay.
What she calls brain food, which I think is going to be a great addition. So you can have some coffee, sit down, and listen to these talks.
Well, I guess at the formal TED conferences, the big conferences in Long Beach, and where people come for several days, mm-hmm. I mean, there are many, many speakers and many, many sort of programs throughout the day, and this is just kind of a mini version of that.
Right. TEDx events are typically just a day long, so it's a little bit easier for community members to come to it. And ours are also much cheaper. The annual TED events that are put on in California, you pay thousands of dollars for. So the
right.
TEDx events are ways that more people can go and hear these talks and see them and have an opportunity for that.
Everything's such a good deal here.
Exactly.
So and one good deal is I guess Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who's been involved in helping organize this. He poked his head in the door and said, be sure to say that kids under 18 are free.
Right. So if parents want to go, you want to be able to bring your kids, that's a great deal. Because we only have limited tickets for sale. So we have 100 tickets that we can sell. But if you buy a ticket, you can bring your child if they're under 18 in for free.
All right. Is there a schedule of speakers that you've posted somewhere?
There is. It's on the website, which is tedxsitka.com. There'll be a link for schedule so you can see who's speaking and which session.
Okay. And also on Facebook, I guess, is a good way to look at, get profiles of some of the speakers and things.
Yes. So. Again, it's just TEDx Sitka on Facebook. So.
All right. Paul, before you came, I asked Elena how she got in to TED. I'm curious about your story, your entree into TED. How did you first discover these videos?
It's like everybody else, you know, you get a link in your email box or on Facebook, Elizabeth Gilbert talking about creativity, mm-hmm. and she tells all these stories about how an idea comes into her mind, and I just watched it, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've been there, and she talks about how she gets her ideas for novels, she talks about Tom Waits getting an idea in his car on the freeway and saying, get the beep out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till I'm in the studio. That whole idea that a muse exists, and that's how I got hooked into TED.
I wanted to ask you, though, Paul, in particular, because you're a professor of music history at Oberlin. Your venue is probably not 18 minutes in class. I mean, you have a curriculum that extends a whole semester. What do you think about the TED phenomenon and condensing ideas into these 20-minute talks? Where are we falling on the spectrum of education?
That's a super good point. So a lecture can be 45 minutes, an hour and a half. But most academics have to go to conferences, and they are usually limited to 20 minutes to a half an hour. Unless you're a senior professor, then you get 45 minutes. So it falls right within the standard of the typical academic paper. But these are not, so these have to be compelling to a really wide audience. No jargon. Yeah, so
these are not typical academic papers.
But in length, they're typical, right, at 18 to 20 minutes.
If they're not academic, what are they?
Brain candy.
That's a good way to describe it. Yeah. I would say, I mean, even if they're talks that are very scientific based, are still very creative, I feel like, in how they express what they're trying to get across, because speakers don't know who's in the audience. They're, you know, they're not speaking to a whole audience of other scientists, or they're not speaking to a whole audience of other musicians. So have to be able to make what they're talking about accessible to everybody.
And the idea has to be distilled down to its bare essence. We've been watching people working on their TED Talks this week, and it's like they're watching some on the web to get an idea of what they want, and then they're just sort of just distilling that idea down to a core. You can't have two ideas in 18 minutes. It's one very focused idea. What are you doing? What is the main point of your research, and how are you going to communicate it in the most effective way to the audience?
And are they getting feedback? Don't TED events have a curator, somebody who helps the speakers do exactly what you're talking about?
Yes, Galen Payne has been helping with some of our speakers. I know some of them have been working with each other to bounce ideas back and forth. We offer that up to everybody if they wanted that feedback.
It's interesting. Yeah, I never gave a second thought to what must go on behind the scenes to make these TED talks happen. But
I hadn't thought about it either, and now we're right in the middle of it. Now, somehow I think we're making it work, though. I think we've got a great event put together for Saturday.
And Alan's being transformed into a TED studio, so we'll have video and images. People be using, you know, laser pointers and all that stuff to get it all to work.
And these talks will join the catalog of TED Talks available online that have had something like 800 million views.
Exactly.
Since 2005 or whatever.
So TEDx are really cool events for speakers because this is one, you know, their opportunity. If they give a good talk, their video could be seen by thousands of people. So it's a really great idea to get their ideas across. And our videos will be posted up with all the other TEDx videos within a month or so
all
of
right.
the event.
Well, it's happening this Saturday. Doors open at 12:30 at Allen Auditorium on the SJ campus. Tickets are $25, available at Old Harbor Books. Only 100 tickets will be sold, but kids 18 and under are free. And again, it's where to go, Elena, to see what the rundown of speakers
is. It's TEDxSitka.com.
Okay, TEDxSitka.com. I think it's going to be an interesting afternoon. Elena Gustafson and Paul Cox are helping pull off this Saturday's TEDx event in Sitka. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks. You.